This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In movies such as Election and About Schmidt, director Alexander Payne hasn't offered up main characters you instantly like. They're desperate, angry, and often to blame for their own problems. In his new movie, Sideways, we meet a fussy wine snob named Miles, played by Paul Giamatti. He takes off on a road trip through Southern California vineyards with a lifelong buddy who has no savvy for wine. Together, they do some serious tasting.
A little citrus. Maybe some strawberry. Passion fruit. And, oh, there's just like the faintest soupçon of like asparagus, and there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Wow.
The wine is superb, but Miles' outlook on life is, well, pretty dry. Director Alexander Payne, who also wrote the script, says he doesn't worry if a character like Miles is unappealing.
I like all my characters. And I don't really think about how they're likable, though, to the audience. There's some level where I don't really care. There's, in American filmmaking, there are often endless discussions about the sympathetic nature or the likability of movie protagonists.
Or accessibility.
Yeah, accessibility. But are they likable? Are they sympathetic? And I always avoid those discussions because I'm really, really not interested in them. I'm interested in truthful aspects of people, and I find the truth sympathetic. But a lot of times the likability or sympathy factor for movie characters depends not on the script but on the casting. So I've kind of fallen in love with the actors I cast, and I think, well, if I'm kind of in love with these people, then maybe the audience will be too.
The character Miles seems to find his comfort zone when dealing with wine, when talking about wine, when drinking wine, when walking through the vineyards. That really is the place that he feels at home. How much of that reflects your interest in wine?
You know, all of us have, it's not about wine in particular so much, but it certainly is about finding self-esteem and relief from oneself in an activity or an intellectual field outside of oneself. I mean, for me, I spend a lot of time making films, and I might be considered a workaholic in that way. And then when I'm not working on a film, there's some way in which I have kind of a panic about life. You know, I've just finished making this film Sideways, and I suddenly look up to survey the wreckage, which is the rest of my life, and I'm trying now to just kind of figure out how to deal with it. But if I'm back in the editing room or back writing, I mean, suddenly there's order and suddenly there's a purpose. And I think with Miles, with wine, there's something similar too. I mean, it's someone who's very, very uncomfortable in his own skin, yet when talking about wine, something precisely outside of himself, he's able to be the king and teach others. And for him, that's very important.
Why are you so into Pinot? I mean, it's like a thing with you.
I don't know. It's a hard grape to grow, as you know, right? It's thin-skinned, temperamental, ripens early. It's, you know, it's not a survivor like Cabernet, which can just grow anywhere and thrive even when it's neglected. No, Pinot needs constant care and attention.
That was Paul Giamatti and Virginia Madsen talking about Pinot Noir, but they're not really just talking about wine, are they?
No, he's talking about himself.
It's very much a metaphor.
I mean, that's the best example, the one you've just played, because he has that speech about Pinot, which is somewhat, in which he's somewhat describing himself, and then later she speaks about her, what turns her on about wine, and it's related to somehow and to some way in which she sees the world and feels things and sees things, and that makes him begin to fall in love with her, to open himself up newly to the prospect of loving.
You make comedies, but many of your films, at their heart, have a good degree of sadness in them. Mm-hmm. They're emotional, and they really tug at your heart. And in each of these films, there is at least one scene that's just hard to watch, where you knew something terrible was going to happen. But then you take it right up to the edge, and you feel for him, and you feel like this, you know, he could either come in hand, she could get in a fist fight. Then he does something, this sort of big, broad, almost slapstick style of comedy, and it's almost like that's a bit of relief. There's that tension between the sadness and the comedy in the film.
There are two sides of the same coin, comedy and sadness, comedy and pain. And I don't want to make any sweeping declarations about the nature of comedy, but I know that for Jim Taylor and myself, my co-writer, we just see them so connected, and we always, somehow our comedy is always rooted in some painful experience. It's like Spanish or Flemish painting, where you first paint the canvas black, and then you put all the colors on top of it somehow. And so we usually begin with what's the sadness of the character, the melancholy, the loneliness of the situation, and then how do you draw humor from that? The thing is that I make comedies, but I hope that Jim and I are writing serious films. I mean, comedy is merely a form, and it's a form we take very seriously. And it's a form which I think, you ask about its relationship to sadness and pain, and it's a form that I think is healthy. It gives us distance from human experience, and it gives us the ability to laugh at things, and it's a sense of humor about life, which is like the most precious survival aspect to have. I mean, when people are shipwrecked or stuck up in the Arctic or in a concentration camp or being shot at in Sarajevo, it's senses of humor that get them through.
You know, they say that the eyes are the window into the soul. It is also said that comedy is a window into someone's personality.
Mm-hmm.
How would those who are closest to you describe your sense of humor?
Oh, I don't know.
Or you won't say?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I actually don't think I'm that funny in real life. I think my movies are funnier than I am personally. My timing isn't always that good in real life, and I'm better writing and editing, I think.
Well, Alexander, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Alexander Payne, he co-wrote and directed the film Sideways. It opens throughout the country over the next few weeks.